Wednesday, November 2nd, 2011, in Oroville, enjoying winter monsoon season. Today's high and humid temperature, 28 degrees Celsius. Heavy rainfall continues today, throughout today and tonight. Orovillian Ana Maria Pezzetta, a friend, a concerned Orovillian, stalwart friend to the City of Dawn, passed into the light this morning in the early hours, surrounded by her close friends. She had been battling cancer for years. She had turned 72 just recently. Ana Maria came to India in the 70s. She stayed in the ashram for 2 years, after which she joined Oroville and started working on Matra Mandir construction, living in the Matra Mandir workers' camp for 8 years. With a background as journalist, she was involved in efforts to get an Italian pavilion off the ground. She served Oroville twice as a member of the working committee. In her later years, Ana Maria started painting, creating delicate canvases displaying subtle emanations of light. Her work was exhibited in a joint Orovillian exposition in Mumbai last year. A final farewell can be made from 1 p.m. onward in Oroville's Health Center Farewell Room. To listen to an interview in Italian with Ana Maria, made in 2007, click Oroville Radio Ana Maria. The Healing Power of Plants, a talk, discussion, and questions facilitated by Lisa Pittman, raw vegan chef visiting from Toronto, Canada, 415 Multimedia Center Town Hall. And here is Alyssa, who is involved with this group. Can you tell us about that?
Hi, my name's Alyssa. I work for SHARON, which stands for Sanctuary for Health and Reconnection to Animals and Nature. And this year we're bringing Lisa Pittman, a raw vegan chef, to Oroville. Her first event is on Monday the 7th, and that is The Healing Power of Plants. What she does in two is talking about how a plant-based diet and how the foods that we eat can really start to reverse and heal ourselves from the inside out.
Excellent. And then she's giving something else on Wednesday. Can you tell us that? It's a dinner.
Yes, it's actually really exciting. It's called Eating Without Heating. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how you can make delicious food without even turning on your stove. Kind of ideal for the weather that we're in right now, considering it's pretty hot. But she's going to show us a couple different raw recipes. And then after, we all join in and get to eat with them.
Okay, so that's the first is Monday the 7th, 4:15 at Multimedia Center and Town Hall. And it's free, no registration is needed. And the second one is Wednesday the 9th.
Orla Cafeteria, so okay. We can all participate. And then Orovillians get a discounted rate of 250 rupees, and guests only have to pay 300. It's definitely worth it.
A newly formed study group for proposing an effective selection process aimed at forming each and every Oroville governing group requires participation of more Orovillians with creative energy and enthusiasm. It is vital for the growth of Oroville to be responsible for contributing viable ideas for Oroville to grow. It is perhaps trouble-free to say, what's the use, and to focus energy on what we don't want on how it may look right now. This new study group exists as a result to the dissatisfaction with the previous selection process and subsequent governing groups. Those with new ideas for real change are invited to offer their contribution. It's toward the growth of Oroville. The time for just throwing stones is over. Email Elvira at Resident Assembly Service, that's RA Service, at oroville.org.in, or Jagran, 44, J-A-G-R-A-N 44 at gmail.com. The next informal study group meets Sunday, November 6, 10 a.m., Le Morvan Café at Town Hall. An invitation from White Peacock Studio for their first exhibition. Friday, November 4th, 4 p.m. at Pitanga. Masterpieces created by kids and amateurs inspire a creative boost and the great feeling that everything is possible. An artist is not a special kind of person, but rather every person is a special kind of artist. An art therapy wellness practice where participants create both on an individual and group level. Through painting, drawing, collage, sculpture, clay, photography, mixed media, the creative process will serve as a tool for personal and interpersonal exploration and communication, self-discovery, transformation, for acquiring new skills or revitalizing unused skills, and for building community. Every Sunday, beginning Sunday, the 13th of November, 10 a.m. till 12 noon. At Yatra Art Gallery, entrance of New Creation Sports Grounds, and reservations are required. Contact TiaLovesArt@gmail.com. A talk by Georges van Freckham on Saturday, November 5th, 5 p.m., Savitri Bhavan. Science is generally presented as a search for the truth of nature, thereby supposing that there must exist such an absolute, unchangeable truth. This view is now severely questioned. Besides, science is a product of the human mind, which is incapable of grasping absolute truth. Therefore, science and technology must gradually be replaced by what Sri Aurobindo calls a future science, including not only matter, but all levels of reality. And this excerpt from William Whitecloud's The Magician's Way. What you focus on is what you get. If your focus is on what you don't want to happen, where's your energy going? Why not focus on what you do want to happen? Put your energy there. You've been listening to Oroville Radio with Malenka on microphone, Dogs of Oroville in the background, in studio, Andrea and Yahalom. Comments and questions may be directed to oroville radio.org. Thanks for listening.